Now, two new pay agreements that will deliver increases of up to 11% will be recommended to workers at the Communications Workers Union Biennial Conference. It's getting underway in Galway this morning. The CWU has concluded the deals at AIR and on POST. To tell us more about the pay proposals and worker issues for debate at the conference, I'm joined by Sean McDonough, who's the General Secretary of the Communications Workers Union. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Mary.
Tell us a little bit more about these two deals and what they're going to deliver for workers at Unpost and at AIR.
Well, they're two significantly very good agreements with their very separate outcomes for thousands of workers and our members across AIR and Unpost who deliver services nationwide. In the case of Unpost, it's an 8% pay increase over 24 months. And by the 1st of January next, if accepted, people on Unpost will be 7% better off. So I think that's quite a good outcome from those discussions for the 8,500 workers which we represent. In the case of AIR, as I say, a different agreement. It's a 33-month package. It's 11% increase in over the 33 months for people who are up to 50,000, and then 10% for people earning up to 70,000. The deal is front-loaded for them, delivering 6.5% or 5.5% in the first 12 months of that agreement.
So a bright spot for workers at AIR in a bad week for the company, that court finding of a deliberate policy aimed at preventing customers logging complaints. Was the union alerted to what was going on? Because we heard in the court staff threatened with disciplinary action if they didn't adhere to the policy.
Well, first of all, you're right. It is a bright start for people in terms of the pay agreement. But nonetheless, this has cast a shadow over AIR. But foremost, I think it's a problem and a matter for AIR to answer to. No person or no company is above the law. And my responsibility as General Secretary is to make sure that fair process and procedures are applied to members. The union, the CWU, will not tolerate or countenance in any shape or form the threat by any company to take disciplinary action or threaten indeed disciplinary action for people in such situations. Now, I'd have to say, I don't have any reports. We haven't been asked to make any representation around it. But nonetheless, because of what has happened and because of the decision by the courts, we have written seeking assurances from the senior management team around this, that they would clarify to staff and apologise to staff as suggested by the judge. And we've also requested a review of the training manual referred to in that decision.
Okay. And now to another issue, exercising your members, TV licence inspectors within Unpost. They're now being offered, inspections were stopped for a time because it would appear of abuse that they were facing on the doorsteps, and they're now being offered resilience training. What can you tell us about what's been going on? And this is, I think, arising from events in RTE over the past year.
Well, I don't think it arises from events, but the events in RTE and the continuing speculation and the particularly the political speculation has added to this difficulty for TB licence staff. Look, the fact of the matter is the TB licence model is in place since, you know, the early 80s when Unpost was given the job to do it. It hasn't been updated, the legislation in terms of making collections, the contract has not been updated, and at times Unpost itself has had to sponsor and pay its own money towards implementing the contract. Now, that's no longer fit for purpose. Events at RTE has made that worse.
Yeah.
And the job of the inspectors, almost impossible.
Never an easy job for them, but how tough now?
It was never an easy job, made all the more difficult, and some political commentary politically has added to that. But I have to say that successive ministers, successive governments, and the department who has the responsibility for both semi-states company have failed to grasp with this and deal with it. Now, I know that the new Taoiseach has said he intends to deal before the recess. Mm-hmm. I'd call on him to do so. But the one thing I would say, he needs to make sure that whatever decision is made, the staff, the 100 staff and the cost to Unpost is factored into any solution, and that the company should not be carrying the can for the shortcomings and the failures of government.
Okay, among the issues at your conference today, Sean McDonough, General Secretary of the Communications Workers Union, thanks for joining us.